Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling about my tickets for tonight's baseball game. I'm hoping to upgrade my seats so we can sit closer to the field. The reservation is under my name, Joanna Reynolds.
Let me take a look. I'm sorry, Ms. Reynolds, but our system seems to be down at the moment. I can do the exchange manually, but it'll take a little longer.
No problem. I have time.
Thanks. Oh, and just a reminder that better seats will cost more. You'll need to pay about $15 more per seat.
Number 32. Why is the woman calling? Number 33. Why does the man apologize? Number 34. What does the man remind the woman about? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Tilo, are you going to the company lunch later this morning at Sullivan Bistro? I'm not sure how to get there.
Well, the train stops right near it on Hanover Street, but you'd have to transfer a few times. You know, I'm getting a ride with Farida, and she has a van.
Oh, that would be convenient. Do you know where her desk is?
Yes, she has the cubicle closest to the stairs.
Number 35. What event will the speakers be attending later today? Number 36. Why does the man say,
"She has a van"?
Number 37. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Sarika. We need a new assistant manager here at Jira Groceries. You've been one of our best cashiers for 2 years now. Are you interested in the position?
Wow, I definitely am. My one concern is the working hours. Would my schedule change significantly?
You might have to work overtime once in a while, like when food deliveries arrive late, but that doesn't happen often. Why don't you think about it for a few days? Let me know what you decide.
Number 38. Where do the speakers work? Number 39. What does the woman say she is concerned about? Number 40. What does the man suggest that the woman do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. This is Westerly Travel's customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, I was supposed to take the 2 p.m. from Denver to Colorado Springs, but it was cancelled. I need to book a different train. I'm presenting at a trade show first thing in the morning, so I'm hoping you can get me on another train today.
The 4 p.m. departure gets you in by 6:30, and there are plenty of seats available.
That sounds great.
And to apologize for the inconvenience, I've upgraded you to business class at no extra charge.
Number 41. Why is the woman calling? Number 42. What event is the woman planning to attend? Number 43. What does the man give the woman as an apology? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
This is Marcy Ardmore at Sladen Motors. Some automotive parts we ordered from your factory haven't arrived at our dealership yet.
I'm sorry to hear that. We sent your order over a week ago, but the shipping company has been experiencing delays. Unfortunately, the tracking emails they sent us don't contain enough detail to determine when the parts will get to you.
I see. Do you have contact information for the shipping company? I'd like to see what I can find out.
Yes, I can give you their phone number, but I'll also call them. Hopefully, the more inquiries they get, the more seriously they'll take the issue.
Number 44. Where does the woman work? Number 45. What problem with some emails does the man mention? Number 46. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Amina, how are plans progressing for the September release of our new model of mobile phone?
Good. Right now, the marketing department is looking at advertising options and thinking about the best way to get maximum exposure in the media.
Great. And what's the update from our manufacturer about when they'll begin production? Last time we spoke, you mentioned that the factory was at full capacity with other projects, and I'm worried that'll affect our timeline.
I just spoke with them, and they'll free up room for us soon.
Number 47. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 48. What does the woman say people at the company are currently working on? Number 49. Why is the man concerned? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Luca. Is the restaurant almost ready for this afternoon's awards dinner?
Actually, now that the room's been set up, I see that we're short a few tables and chairs.
Oh, I've already taken care of that. I called a rental company and they'll be delivering the furniture we need in an hour.
Thanks for doing that. Did you also look over the final guest list? I haven't had time to do that yet.
No, I haven't. Why don't we do that together now?
Number 50. What are the speakers preparing for? Number 51. What does the woman say will be delivered in an hour? Number 52. What will the speakers most likely do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Marcella, we have a problem with the business conference we're hosting next week. I just got a call from the conference center, and they said there's been water damage to three of the meeting rooms.
Oh, no. But the rooms will be repaired in time for our conference, right?
They said there's a lot of damage.
Okay. Well, the weather's supposed to be nice, so we could host some of the seminars outdoors. It's a little unconventional, but there's plenty of space surrounding the conference center.
Number 53. What event are the speakers discussing? Number 54. What does the man mean when he says,
"There's a lot of damage"?
Number 55. What does the woman recommend? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Okay, Marion, the new healthcare software is all set up on your computer. It should be pretty straightforward to use, but call technical support if you run into any issues.
Great. I hear a lot of healthcare providers are switching to the same software.
Yes, it's becoming popular because it retains all of a patient's medical records from different providers in one central system.
Excuse me, sorry to interrupt.
No problem, Francesca. What's up?
I overheard what you said, and just to clarify, the program can only collect and retain records from providers who use the same software. So Marion may find she still has to call around to obtain all the patient records she needs.
Number 56. What industry do the speakers most likely work in? Number 57. According to the man, why has a software program become popular? Number 58. What might Marion still need to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Let's get this product innovation meeting started. Sales of our fruit and nut bars have been strong, so we'd like to develop some other types of snack bars. What do you recommend, Stan?
Well, we know that many people are allergic to nuts, so we should develop some snack bars without nuts. The only thing is, we'd need a separate set of equipment to avoid contamination between the two production areas.
We don't have room at this facility for that. Pedro, you've been to our new production facility in Glenview, right? Is there space there for new equipment?
I think there's extra space there. I'll check with the facility manager to make sure, though.
Number 59. What are the speakers discussing? Number 60. What challenge does Stan mention? Number 61. What does Pedro say he will do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Welcome to the Boat Center. How may I help you?
Hi. Do you have any tickets for the Sea Ride Special Tour today? I was hoping to catch a last-minute tour.
Sorry, we're sold out. It's a really popular tour this time of year because the penguins are migrating through the area.
Oh, too bad. I'm leaving tomorrow morning, and I was really hoping to take one of your tours.
Well, the Island Exploration Tour still has a couple of spots left.
Great! And that'll give me time to get something to eat before it starts. I see there's a coffee shop just down the street.
Number 62. According to the man, why is today's Sea Ride Special Tour popular? Number 63. Look at the graphic. What time will the woman depart on a tour? Number 64. What will the woman most likely do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Hi, I'm here for the Health and Wellness Conference. I parked in the Event Center parking area. I was wondering, is parking free for conference attendees?
No, I'm sorry, we don't provide any reimbursements for parking. But if you're willing to move your car, there's a cheaper parking area at 7th Avenue and Vine Street. It's about a block away.
Oh, unfortunately, I don't have time. I'm scheduled to attend the strength training seminar that starts in 15 minutes. But tomorrow I'll get here earlier and park at the other lot. 7th and Vine, you said, right?
That's correct.
Number 65. Why does the woman apologize? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which location does the woman recommend? Number 67. Why is the man in a hurry? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and store catalog.
Molina's Office Store, how can I help?
Hi, I've been trying to order a product on your website, but every time I get to the checkout screen, everything freezes and I can't place the order.
What are you trying to buy?
The Enzo 5000 scanner.
That product's currently out of stock. Can I recommend the Rhenium 60 instead? It's a popular model.
I really need the Enzo 5000. I'm an artist and I make my own prints, so I need a model that produces top quality images.
I see. Well, we're expecting a shipment tomorrow. If it includes the model you're looking for, I can reserve it for you.
Number 68. Why does the woman call? Number 69. Look at the graphic. What is the price of the item the woman wants to buy? Number 70. What will the man most likely do tomorrow?